My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4-time best-selling author, 5 different books, Ian O'Connor joins us now. Ian, thank you so much for the time. You're on in D.C. It's Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye. When did you start working on your Aaron Rodgers biography that comes out on August 20th? And why Aaron Rodgers?
Good question. I actually was under contract to do a biography of LeBron James. And unbeknownst to me, there was another LeBron bio in the works. And I just thought, if I continue with this project, there's going to be some LeBron James fatigue. So at the same time, Aaron got traded into my backyard in New York with the Jets. And I thought to myself, he's probably the most prominent American male athlete who has not had a defining biography written about him. And he is the most polarizing player in the NFL. So I figured it was a good time to take on that challenge. And it was a challenge to profile him in full and hopefully write the defining story of his life. And I guess I'll let the readers decide if I pull that off.
What were the biggest obstacles in this project?
A lot of his friends, I think he's such a private guy that they were concerned and really just frankly afraid to talk to me. And I think they saw a media person from New York. They probably thought I was a liberal who was looking to bury Aaron with this book, and that I had an agenda, which I absolutely do not have any agenda whatsoever when I do these biographies of famous sports figures. And I think over time they saw that I had this genuine interest in researching this to the fullest, talking to hundreds of people, and telling stories like the story of his grandfather, who was an amazing World War II combat pilot, and that story had never been told. And I found a lot of military documents through a records expert named Dan Matthews in Minnesota that just, it was amazing how good a pilot he was before he got shot down and captured and beaten as a POW. But all these records really illustrated the heroism and valor that he showed in the war. And even Aaron and his father didn't know a lot of these stories. So that to me is, I'm always more fascinated by anecdotes and stories like that than I am, say, the more sensationalistic part of a public figure's life. So I think once his friends saw how serious I was about painting the entire picture of Aaron Rodgers, then they sort of fell in line and cooperated, and I think Aaron responded to that as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I wanted to follow up on that part of it. I always wonder, how do you convince these folks that you're for real? I don't have a better term than that, I apologize, but you know what I mean, right?
Okay.
That you could say, oh no, I want to write the real truth, and maybe you do have an agenda, and they would never know that until it's in print. How do you go about convincing them that, no, this is not some sort of gotcha piece, this really is, I want to tell the story and let everyone else decide for themselves? What's that process like?
I think one thing that helped was with the internet, and that those people, and that's a very legitimate question and concern to have. They could go on Amazon.com and look at my past work. Oh, well, you know, this book on Coach K and this book on Derek Jeter and Bill Belichick and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, they look like serious works. and very well researched, and I sent books to some of those people. Just, hey, take a look at my work, and then if you agree to do an interview, great, and if you don't, I understand. So I think that helps, and also the kinds of questions that you ask. And it wasn't all about the family estrangement. I did want to know about his grandfather, and I wanted to know every aspect of his public and private life. And I just think once you do that and can show in the past, hey, I've done these works on other people. Coach K ended up saying a very positive thing about me, and he didn't cooperate with me at all. He allowed me to talk to all of his friends, but he did not sit down for an interview. And afterward, he was very complimentary of the job that was done and just how fair I was. And that's the biggest word to me is fairness. You're not going to love everything in this book because nobody has a perfect life, myself included. But if I hear that they believe I've been fair to them, that to me is mission accomplished.
Ian O'Connor, best-selling author, has a brand new book coming out on Aaron Rodgers. Wanted to ask him about that here on Grant and Danny. How involved was Rodgers in the process? When I first heard about the book, I thought maybe he was kind of involved. It sounds like that wasn't the case at all. This is very independent. And while you did sit down with him, you were doing the book with or without him.
That's correct. And so I actually handed in the manuscript in January, and he had not consented to an interview. I had tried many times through the Jets, through his agent, directly to Aaron, making appeals. I sent him a couple of my previous books and really got nothing in response. So I assumed that meant that, and that's okay. He didn't owe me anything. It's an unauthorized biography. But all of a sudden in February, I get a message from the Jets that he's now willing to see me. So I had to fly out to Los Angeles and meet him at his home in Malibu. And I did not know how long he was going to give me. It was really more of a fact-checking session. He certainly wasn't going to sit there for 15 hours and give me the story of his life. And so he did give me 2 hours, and he definitely made it a better book. He was very candid. And I think he's one of the best, if not the best, interviews in the NFL. He's very thoughtful, engaging. And so I think that part of his career in the NFL has actually been underappreciated, just how good he is as a talker. And I think the fact that he has many unpopular positions with the vaccines, conspiracy theories, and other things, that part of who Aaron Rodgers is often overlooked.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers is the book Ian O'Connor's telling us about. It feels to me like there was a switch that got flipped at some point a handful of years ago, and he just decided to let it all hang out because he wasn't viewed as this unlikable guy who said whatever was on his mind and said some things that are perceived to be somewhere between, you know, odd to incorrect by a lot of people, right? So what changed for him?
August of 2021, COVID changed him. He said he was asked if he was vaccinated. He said those four words, "Yeah, I've been immunized," that changed his entire public life, because we found out in November of that year that he was not vaccinated and he had tested positive for COVID. So effectively, he had lied to the public and misled everyone into believing that he had been vaccinated. And his public image has never recovered from that. So he's committed some unforced errors after that that added on to it. But he became a villain that day. He was not a villain before that. He was considered one of the good guys, socially active, supported Colin Kaepernick and athletes who protested against society's inequities for African Americans. And really, it just everything changed for him the day he said that. So I asked him, why didn't you just tell your truth that day? And his truth was that he was allergic to an ingredient in Moderna and Pfizer and was concerned about side effects from Johnson & Johnson. And that's why he decided to do what he did. And I said, if you had said that, if I was a columnist sitting in the room, I really don't think I would have ripped you for that position, even though I was vaccinated. And I think you would have gotten a fraction of the criticism you ultimately fielded for misleading the public. And he did say, in retrospect, I should have just told the truth. I should have just said, I'm allergic to this ingredient. I'm concerned about Johnson & Johnson, and that's why I'm not getting vaccinated. But he made that mistake, and he really still hasn't recovered from it.
Ian O'Connor with us here on Grant and Danny, book coming out about Aaron Rodgers, unauthorized biography, going through it here. Ian, so before then, it's interesting you mentioned kind of that transformational moment to the, I guess, to the negative. Before, he was kind of viewed, the victim's a strong term for somebody that's an all-pro quarterback, an MVP, Super Bowl champion, et cetera, but waiting out Brett Favre's whims, playing excellent football, and then his replacement drafted, and history kind of repeating itself, he was, I think, pretty well viewed, I would say, right, in terms of the athletic landscape and everything else, as somebody that had kind of overcome, and you know, sort of the organization was already looking past him as they'd done his predecessor, and that I would love for you to quantify going from that one extreme maybe then to the other, and kind of that process, and how big that gap is.
Yeah, he really was the ultimate underdog going back to his high school days. Not a single Division I scholarship. No major college recruiters were going north of Sacramento to Chico, California to watch him play. He had to go to the local junior college, Butte. And the coach who recruited him to Butte lived like five houses away and just walked over to his house. That was the extent of his recruiting experience coming out of high school. So Butte gives him a platform to showcase his skills. Cal gives him the scholarship, and he makes his way from there. But he was supposed to be the number one pick in the draft by his childhood team, the 49ers. He grew up a big fan of Joe Montana's and Steve Young's, and that didn't happen. He plunges in the draft. He becomes the first NFL draft reality show, is embarrassed, falls to number 24. Brett Favre treats him like dirt, basically, for the first couple of years. Their relationship got better over time, but that was a very difficult experience. And you mentioned Aaron getting replaced in Green Bay. Well, at least he treated Jordan Love a lot better than Brett Favre treated him. And I'm not sure that he's gotten enough appreciation for that. Jordan Love now looks like he's going to be a Hall of Fame-level player. And I think he would tell you that Aaron was very professional with him and didn't make him feel a certain way, and that was part of his development. So, yeah, he did become an overdog, and he used to be an underdog. That is true. But I think his ultimate legacy, he could still really change it with a championship in New York. As unlikely as that appears, if he could pull that off and win a second ring in New York for a franchise that hasn't been to the Super Bowl since January of 69, I think that would make a lot of on-field and off-field sins disappear.
My opinion doesn't matter, and I can't wait to finish the book. I've just gotten into it, and it is a fascinating read, as always, Ian. It seems like you did a really good job. But Rodgers is one of my favorite quarterbacks ever. I've always rooted for the guy and loved him on the field. It just seems to me like all of his relationships, all of them are strong, but a lot of them end in, you know, him and the other party having issues, and it's always the other person's fault. I go all the way back to, you know, his family. He doesn't talk to his parents still, right? I mean, his family's estranged. I know when his brother was on The Bachelor years and years ago, he talked about not having had communication. Have they ever patched that up?
No, it's going on about 10 years now. He hasn't talked to his brothers and his parents in virtually 10 years. And there was a moment last summer at Lake Tahoe in the celebrity golf tournament, and Aaron's father got a ticket because he wanted to see if he could just walk into his son and force a moment. And it worked. Aaron saw him in the crowd. He was on like the ninth hole. And Aaron's thinking to himself, should I act like I don't see him? Should I act like I'm on the phone and ignore him? And then something inside just told him, just go over and give your father a hug. he goes over and he hugs his father. They say they love each other. His father, Ed, starts crying. And it was brief. It was probably 20 seconds, and Aaron went back to playing. But that moment, and I talked to Aaron on the record about that, and his father, meant a lot. It's the first time, Ed Rogers said, I hadn't talked to my son or really seen him in 9 years. And so when I looked at him looking at me 15 feet away, I just froze. You know, it just, but it was such an emotional moment that everyone hopes that's the first baby step towards a reconciliation with the entire family.
And why don't they talk?
Boy, that's, do you have 2 hours? I mean, it's everybody wants one development, one moment in time, and there really isn't. There's like 15 different things that happened. I think religion was a part of it. He was brought up in a very conservative Christian environment, and he rebelled against that ultimately. But I don't think religion's a big part of it anymore. I think when he started dating Olivia Munn, he had some feelings about maybe his generosity with family members not being fully appreciated. Also, the family unit revolving a little bit too much around his success. I think Olivia Munn notarized those feelings, and the family largely blames her. But the fact of the matter is, he hasn't dated her in 7 years. So this has gone on, and it's like it's become a living being that Aaron doesn't know how to kill off, and it's just easier to live with it. So I think everyone agrees that it's long overdue for this to end, and hopefully it will in the coming months.
Ian, what's something in this process that took you aback, maybe really surprised you? I know a lot of these details, I'm sure now you've poured over a million times that maybe the general public doesn't know, but as you were digging and doing all your research and talking to folks, what's something that jumped out at you where you went, oh my gosh, I had no idea?
Well, a surprising element of his story is his teammates over the years. It's universally love him. I mean, I talked to one prominent NFL official who said to me, I basically hate Aaron Rodgers, and I hate everything he stands for, but I have to admit, and this guy knows hundreds and hundreds of NFL players on every team. He said, I've never met an NFL player who doesn't like him. And to me, that's got to count for something, because these are the people he's going to battle with all the time and spends more time with than anyone else. And really, outside of a couple of guys who have said things publicly, it's amazing the admiration that they have for him as a teammate and as a leader. And I just saw it last year and this year as well with the Jets. It was really stunning to see just universally how much they just respected this guy and liked him to the nth degree. So, yeah, I think that's often lost in the narrative about him. I think the media coverage has been so negative and largely because of him, self-inflicted wounds, but that people find it hard to believe that his teammates actually have an entirely different opinion of him, and I don't think that should be discounted.
Ian, last thing, something we didn't ask you, something that you would find interesting to either pass along or that you think our listeners should know about the book before we let you go.
Just that there's a lot to this guy, and more than you've read about or maybe seen on broadcast. And I think that transition from being one of the good guys, don't forget that he was considered one of the good guys and that his position socially lined up with a lot of people who now really criticize him. And I will say that the one thing, whether you agree with him or not on various positions that he holds, he is a fearless public presence. He is not afraid of anything. And I do think that's a commendable trait. Most people are. And maybe sometimes he should be a little more withdrawn in public, but I do appreciate about him. I'm not that way. I think most people aren't, but he does. He is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in, and he's willing to take a lot of heat for it. And I think that's worthy of some level of praise in a certain context.
Ian, really appreciate the time, man. Congrats on the book. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Ian O'Connor, 4-time New York Times best-selling author of 5 books. The book is available for pre-order. It comes out on August 20th, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.